The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at half past 10, that baby
I got questions on the board like, if Trump flip-flops on this, what's our plan? David, Michigan, I got support Trump and holding him accountable. I got callers asking that question over and over again. I want to go to some of those right now. John Rappaport's our guest. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Always great to have him co-hosting with us with all his great points and commentary. I said I want to pop champagne bottles for the victory of people waking up. I've only done this 6 years ago once when the whole world government Copenhagen Treaty came out, the secret emails, how it's all a fraud, now it's meant to depopulate us came out. That devastated them. This is bigger. All over the world there's a populist awakening. And people say, what are we going to do? If Trump ends up to be a fraud, which I don't think he is, or gets outmaneuvered, it's the resistance and the awakening that's unstoppable. If we're aware of this anti-human movement, and we start resisting it and voting with our dollars and our actions, and as the culture grows of resistance, it's over. John?
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's suppose Trump gets in the White House and he's a total fake. Total fake, never meant anything he said at all.
We destroy him.
You bet. Now, that's a lesson to be learned as well. What do you think is going to happen when politicians realize, gee, these people weren't just worshiping Donald Trump. They wanted these ideas to come true, and if he's not going to do it, they're going to hold his feet to the fire and destroy him. Wow, that means that they're actually awake.
It's like people vendetta. When he says, listen, you may have got my flesh and blood, but ideas are bulletproof, baby. I win.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. They think they're going to sit there, and they think they're going to play games, John, and they think that it's all about Trump. No. It's about nationalism, common sense, the human family, and what works. Great point. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on the air with John Rappaport. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I'm giving a standing ovation here in my office to you, to the callers today, to every guest you have. I am so energized. It's unbelievable. And it seems like everything is just razor sharp and focused and just searing. That's the first thing. I'm a Trump supporter, but like you, cautiously. And I was applauding when I heard your opening statement kind of to Donald Trump today saying, listen, this is why we're behind you. Don't let us down, et cetera. And to everyone that's standing up and getting awake, and Donald Trump has basically provided the cover for people who, like myself, have been preaching the truth and have been ostracized.
That's it. It's only a focal point, like Ron Paul used to say about himself, but this is 50 times bigger.
I agree. It's not the cult of personality, because that's what we've been trained to follow. And this is bigger than that. And you're seeing it manifest and grow and grow and get more and more steam because people are more acute and on point with what they're saying. He's awakened those who needed the cover, who were beaten down. I was beaten down. I was exhausted. I couldn't get through to anybody and almost basically gave up. So now we have to say to Donald Trump, look, you've awakened the true freedom lovers, the true people with integrity, the true people that love their family, love freedom, want property rights, want freedom for everyone, not this fake victimization crap, sorry, that's going on.
No, it is. Well, yeah, the West is liberal. We're the people, women power, and everybody getting power and freedom and money and your own choice to do what you want. Don't tell us we're attacking people.
100% agree. So to Donald Trump and to everybody out there, do not give up. Pop the champagne. Have a beer. Hug your kids. We've just begun. I'm so unbelievably energized, but we have to take these little celebrations to keep the momentum going. And to Donald Trump, like Rappaport just said and you just said, you know now that you've awakened the people that know the truth, and we're amassing now, and we're being diligent and diplomatic and proceeding.
And if you betray us, you'll be like Judas Iscariot. We won't have to go after you. You go after yourself. Thank you. Great point, Mike. I got to jump. Another incredible caller. And it's such a wake, people. John, come back for another full hour with us soon, but I'm not so excited and out of control to really map out this more. Come back next week. Come on for an hour with us. NoMoreFakeNews.com. We salute you, brother. Incredible points today. What should we call this last 45-minute interview? What should the name of this be?
The Truth Revealed.
Yeah, well, it certainly is revealed, but I tell you, I don't know. Hey, well, I'm going to come back. Thank you so much, John Rappaport. I'm going to come back with some of the crew and Dave and I in the other studio. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave emergency radios, you name it, we have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest-lasting, produced right Kaiser and the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It was back in 2009, 2010, 6 years ago, that they had the big UN Global Summit, World Government Carbon Taxes, and then the documents got leaked. The Russians hacked in at the same time. And East Anglia in the UK and had the master professor file where they were commanding all the other universities to, quote, hide the decline. And I said, go get a bottle of champagne. We're going to have a celebration, because I knew that was going to devastate them. Well, Donald Trump, whether he's good or bad, overriding the globalists, the people overriding it, globalism being put front and center is a bad thing. All their media lies, the Republicans saying votes don't count, all their con artist behavior, it blew up in their face. Now, does that mean Trump's going to save us? No, but the people are waking up. So I am going to, Joe Jennings, come on over here with us, brother. So I'm going to shoot the cork over there, like I told you earlier. This is just a small part of our great crew in here right now, some of the nighttime folks, some of the reporters. Anybody can spread out to come over here with me if you want. I just want to say great job to everybody. I just thought of this like an hour ago. They ran out and got some stuff. But we need to signify this is a big victory. I mean, and also talk to some of the folks. We have that mobile mic and see if they think it is a big victory. But it's an excuse to drink champagne on air, so why not do it? I know Jakari's got his lemonade over there. That's good. So do I. So, folks, this is a big deal. Make no mistake. Wow, that came out really easy. So there you go, gentlemen.
All right.
Ladies, thank you very much. Let's go ahead and see if I can actually hit the camera this time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hit Nico over there. Nico, okay. Nico says go for it.
Nico's fast.
I'll break the camera.
There you go.
Good job, folks.
All right.
And we're not sloshing in here. Just two bottles of champagne for like 25 people. So it's kind of like the old days when they actually had wine, I guess, at communion. You actually had a little thimble of wine. I've been to a few churches where they actually have that. And then later it actually becomes grapefruit juice, Welch's grapefruit juice. And who picked this out, this rosé?
Me.
Good job, Biggs. Biggs. Tastes pretty good.
I don't drink much, but, when I do.
I know. I don't drink much. I don't drink beer much, but when I do, it's Dos Equis. Seriously, though, dude, what do you make of this? I mean, is it a big victory?
I definitely think it's a victory for people who are sick and tired of the system the way it is now, and the people have spoken, and they're just done with the political process the way it is, and they want to give somebody a chance.
And Donald Trump and his wife and daughter are here right now, right behind us.
There they are.
And here's Donald Trump.
He hasn't been selected by special interest.
Donald Trump's here with us.
The GOP.
He took a vaccine and he's paralyzed right now. But let's see if he can talk. Donald?
It's a huge victory. Huge.
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 They got a huge victory out. So anyway, let's toast to liberty and...
let's toast to overriding the mainstream media and their fraud collapsing.
I'll drink to that.
Absolutely. I tell you, all the arrogant
media people.
We should
play that clip. We played a clip last night at the end of the nightly news. See if y'all can cue that up. It's called Donald Cucks Wolf. He's on the Wolf Blitzer show, and Wolf asked him about a month and a half ago why he keeps attacking Megyn Kelly. And he has this epic response. It's epic. Like, it's 22 seconds long. It's epic. If you guys can pull it up, just run it. Yeah. It's huge.
I tell you, folks, what else do you make of this? Because these arrogant people get on TV, Democrats and Republicans, and go, look, we never count your votes. You're conspiracy theorists. But now they're having to back off. It just shows these con men can only go so far.
That's right. And I think this election is going to surprise a lot of people because I don't think Hillary Clinton stands a chance in hell at this point. She's going to be done. The scandals are coming out. And it's just a matter of time. Go ahead, Kit.
Yeah, I think what this election really reveals is the fact that a lot of big government liberals are kind of breaking away from globalists. What we had like last year, you saw all the liberals kind of speaking out against the TPP, which, of course, was a globalist program. But now you see a lot of liberals that are kind of warming up to Trump. And now the biggest opposition to Trump is just these cult-like social justice warriors. And then you saw with the Colorado, if people are upset about the voterless election. And then you see, with the whole Bernie Sanders crowd that are flocking to Bernie instead of Clinton. And the fact that Clinton's completely unpopular on college campuses now.
Well, it's really all just populism. He doesn't want that New York Times thing released, whether he was manipulating them or us or whatever. He's like, don't worry, I'm just saying all this border stuff to get the right-wing crazies to love me. Now, I don't know if he actually said that or not, but that would be hurtful if he did. But he seems like a straight shooter out in the open. The point is, it's not crazy to have a border. Everybody else does.
And the Border Patrol Union endorsed him, so they obviously don't think it's just
if he was really a shill, they'd be going for him. They're scared of him. So let me ask this question. I think they're legitimately scared. So, A, are they legitimately scared of him? A, and if that's true, B, why are they so scared of Trump?
Because he can't be bought. He's not in the back pocket of these people, and that's what scares them the most. And I don't even think it's him as a person. They're just scared that they don't have control over him, and they like having control. They
I like Donald Trump because he is a ridiculous goofball. And by the way, I am too. I'm not sitting there going, hey, look, he's a goofball. I mean, he's really a character. McBrain, what do you think of this whole situation?
Well, another thing about Trump, you got to think about the issues. I think they're afraid of the issues. He's going to release the 28 pages. He's going to audit the Fed. He wants to arrest Hillary. Yeah,
isn't it great to have a candidate saying, I want to arrest my competition?
All right, Joe, they have that clip ready. Throw to that clip.
Oh, you got
to
see this.
Here he is on Megyn Kelly with the
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer, yeah.
Epic.
Why do you keep attacking Megyn Kelly of Fox?
Because every night on her show, she does negative hits on me. Every single night. And frankly, if she didn't, her ratings would drop down far lower than yours.
Well, I saw that clip. Far lower than yours. He just can't help it.
I mean, one of the interesting things of these two all the time is the fact that you see all these polls where they say everyone hates Trump. But why is it that almost everyone is showing up to his events in mass numbers? There's more people.
That's why Cruz really gave up, because no one was showing up to his things. What about Glenn Beck? What a weirdo.
But look at these polls, though. I was getting on Rasmussen. You got to pay a monthly subscription to even do the poll. So who's actually going to these sites, paying for that subscription to go take these polls? It's few, far, and beyond people that are actually going to go
there. I mean, Bernie gets 50,000, Hillary gets 500. It's all BS, man. Let's get Jakari's take on this. Jakari loves reporting on Trump. He asked him full-time on Trump.
working here at...
I'm being sarcastic.
Trump Nightly News. Well, like you said earlier, I think it is a victory for people to see that the mainstream media does not control the narrative, as we saw going back further in the election cycle when you had guys like Trump and Rand Paul step off the debate stage, hold their own debates, their own press conferences, and all the good publicity they got from that. So I think just going forward, if nothing else, this is a victory for people to see that alternative means can work and you don't have to be a slave to the mainstream media.
I agree. To me, it's like a thermometer that's stuck in a turkey. That's what Trump is. He's just a gauge that they threw everything they got at him and it backfires. Jakari, what does that say to you about the future of the media? I mean, if mainstream media has a 6% trustability rating with the Associated Press, that's a real national poll. Mm-hmm. There's not much further to fall there. I mean, you know.
Well, they have the big bucks that they can keep pumping into the system to get people to believe it. But, you know, as the millennial generation, the younger people come up, less and less they're going to these mainstream news sites. They get their news from Twitter and Facebook and all these other sources. The memes, you know, that brings a lot of information into it.
I'll say that.
News grabbing the microwave.
A lot of
need more mics.
Lot of the people at that protest in SoCal knew who InfoWars was, even the protesters. InfoWars is here. Awesome. They knew who we were. I don't know if they
you don't
knew.
Normally say they know who InfoWars was. You were eating while you're on air.
Right. That's
I'm
true.
Just joking.
But that's how big and far-reaching we are. And then what do we have? We had the mainstream media grabbing our clips, playing them on their shows the next day.
All of our reporters and crew are awesome, but our news director, Rob Dew, and folks, you have been out there. Your wife's been so nice. You've been gone almost every week for months. You're the folks that have been out there getting the amazing, amazing footage of the social justice warriors. I mean, how would you describe it? I don't care what color they are, where they're from, East Coast, West Coast. These people, look what they've been putting in the microwave oven. I mean, they seem like idiots.
They repeat the same talking points over and over again. They've been conditioned to say, I think, what they're saying by whatever media outlet they're following, whether it's, you know, Huffington Post or, you know, Rachel Maddow or Salon.com. Those places that hate Trump, they can't stand him, so they're looking for any reason to attack him. And so they just say, well, he's a racist, and that talking point is just memed through these people.
From Portland. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've traveled, you know, East Coast, West Coast. It's the same. The people that don't like Trump. But the people that do like Trump like him for a variety of reasons.
Well,
mainly those people are business people who own small businesses, are working, and pay taxes, and they understand how the system works.
That's right. But this is a referendum on the system. Forget.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marley, you want to make some points?
I think it is interesting that people are always looking for easily digestible tidbits, especially when it comes to the media, and it doesn't help that that's what we're given day in and day out. So it makes people's minds just kind of shrink and shrink to where they just don't know how to think for themselves anymore. So it's nice to have someone who is confident and is not afraid to back down when they're questioned about things, you know, pushing that forward out in the media.
Well, that's right. 14, 15 months ago when he first announced all the so-called liberals, which are just fake pseudo-intellectuals, a lot of conservatives are like that too, we're just laughing. Oh, they're destroyed. It's so goofy. Oh, they're not laughing now. No. And then Hillary's stealing this from Bernie Sanders. I wonder how they feel about this now.
You know, Jones, we talked about this last night, how Bernie is going to have less delegates than Hillary after winning the state of Indiana because of the superdelegates. And so we talked about that last night. That's how it's going to happen. Now it looks like she's only like 7 down, but with 9 superdelegates, she can actually take the lead in delegates even though she lost the state. Yep.
Well, that's how it works. You lose and you win. What, you're being a conspiracy theorist?
This is for the past 6,000 years, the world's elites have been using various strategies to control the population. And now we see Trump that's kind of breaking up these strategies, kind of letting the genie out of the bottle and letting us know what the power structure really does to control us. And so now, I mean, Trump's not a libertarian, but he's at least paving the way. I mean, for more libertarian candidates to rise up. So maybe 100 years from now, we'll have a very libertarian president in the White House, if we even still have a White House.
A lot of libertarians are supporting him, myself included. And, you know, they say the illiterate in the 21st century aren't going to be people who cannot read or write. They're going to be people who cannot unlearn all the lies they've been told all these years.
Well, that's a great point.
That is. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it is an amazing time. I'm going to skip this network break. I've just been doing this. This is so much fun to do. I want to bring David Knight in here for a moment. David Knight is in the Situation Room. We're in the War Room, and we're going to keep going to the bottom of the hour.
And turn things over to him because I kept calling it Studio B last night. We need to come. Is it the 80s disco room, or what are we going to call it?
Let's be serious. This is the War Room. Yeah. That's the Situation Room. You know, I think we should just say, we should call this the TV studio. That should be the radio booth, but it's still TV.
Right.
And then that should be the newsroom.
The newsroom.
Or set it up and here is the newsroom. We got all these crew in here.
Yeah.
And have a camera there where somebody stands up or at a desk. I mean, we'll come up with that.
We got a lot of stuff going on. The point is we have three working studios now, and we could do literally go 24 hours a day with rotating people, with just the people we have now. I mean, we don't want to do that every day, but we could if something happens. We could do that. We could go live.
If we drink 20 Diet Cokes a day until we die. Yeah. No, but we got to get some more folks trained and hired. You're absolutely right. And that's why it's important to support InfoWarsStore.com, all the great products, 30-40% off running for a few more days, or I guess until Monday or so on the high-quality, affordable foods. Now we've got all the nutraceuticals and so much more.
I see a lot of T-shirts.
Hillary for President T-shirts, very exciting.
And InfoWars T-shirts. People are out there. You know, I saw a guy with the Hitler Stalin Mao shirt, and people were yelling at him that he had Hitler on his shirt. They were calling him a racist. He goes, read the shirt. He's like, read the shirt.
Hitler,
they didn't get it.
Hitler, Stalin, Mao all agree gun control works. Exactly. They couldn't understand that.
That's a classic.
It's got the electrolytes plants crave.
It does. And that's what
I ain't ever seen no water come out of no toilet. You gotta make him president.
But just all those people out there that I met on these travels that are like InfoWars fans. They saw the mic flag and they go InfoWars. They were so happy to see us out there, and that you know we were out there. And this is the biggest thing. They go, you guys aren't concentrating on the protesters. You're talking to us. And that's what they really liked. That we were just asking.
And
what
you
their
know
opinion
this
was.
This Trump mask. All the ones I've seen are real stupid to make him look dumb. But that looks like some kind of like evil chipmunk or something.
He's got the mouth open, definitely. And we bought that from
a zombie,
a pro Trump guy, and
Trump charging into battle.
Say brains,
you
brains. Sorry.
Looks like he's about to rob a bank.
Absolutely. Hey, let's bring in David Knight here. David, you've been listening to all of this. You should come in here, or we should bring David Knight here. Do we have an extra glass?
Yeah, we can definitely.
That's okay,
have one
Alex. I'm drinking. Wake
Someone
up
bring
America
David
here,
some champagne.
Oh, good. I know you don't drink either like Jacari, which is good. I don't
That's right.
Well, bring some ginger brew.
Like Pinocchio now starts growing. Yeah.
I'm on air, so I'm going to Wake Up America. Coffee.
Good. At InfoWarsStore.com.
That's right.
Seriously, though, David, what do you make of our points in here?
Well, you know, Alex, I was listening to you talk to John Rappaport, and we've got a four-step process here. And John was talking about how, you know, once we get, we've gotten the first step here. We've gotten Trump nominated. We need to get him elected. Then we need to be his accountability partner, as some of the callers were saying. We need to support him and hold him accountable on this. And as John Rappaport was saying when you were talking to him, we've seen that the GOP has gone off the rails. We've elected them to take care of very specific problems.
They're arrogant and
they've ignored it.
Crazies that say popular vote doesn't count with a straight face, smiling like, you know what, eating cats.
That's right. So we have to get them to understand that just as we rejected them, and I hope Trump understands this, we're going to hold him accountable. We'll support him in the things that we want him to do that he's campaigned on, and that's these globalist issues here. And if he does that, I think that's going to create a template that will turn into a movement.
Worldwide.
And exactly. And we're already seeing, they just had details leaked, Alex, of the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership. They just had details leaked the last couple of days. People in Europe are furious about the betrayal because it is not simply about trade. They're understanding that this is about their internet privacy. It's about a host of things.
And this will
well
help accelerating the Brexit. Again, it's world government's now here, folks.
Yeah.
Get ready at InfoWars. Everything we warned about for 20 years is now all happening because I wasn't lying. I have the documents. So get ready now. We're the opposition to world government. We're one of the most prominent groups in opposition to that. And we have a big responsibility, David.
And we got a tranny problem here, Alex. You know, it's not the people in the bathrooms. It's an international tranny problem. We got the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic treaties. They're cross-dressing as if they're some kind of free trade, and they're not. They're something completely different. And it's something we need to address at the national level. You know, we look at all these different issues, and we don't agree with Donald Trump on everything. We don't agree with anybody on everything. If you agree with everybody on everything, you're not thinking.
Cult.
You're part of a cult. Exactly. And so there are certain problems. You need to understand what they are. You need to think globally, understand these people are planning globally, and then you need to oppose them at the national level, at the local level. And we've got some news here about Tennessee. They're opposing some of these international treaties. They're opposing some of the
That's
movements.
That's right. Cities can fight. Individuals can fight. You
exactly.
can say, if they're taxing us and they're not letting us vote, then it's all fraud. I mean, this is simple stuff, folks.
Well, and Alex, on this show just yesterday, the breaking news with Lord Monckton, how the other scientist agreed with what he said, that the carbon dioxide cycle is not going to just, you know, keep rebuilding itself and grow even bigger and double.
He admitted he was wrong.
He admitted he was wrong.
It's not lensing. It's not amplifying. Absolutely. I want to spend 30 seconds, 40 seconds with each person about, in your gut, what you think of Donald Trump. I'm going to say what I think. We're going to go out to break. Let David Knight come back and cover all the incredible news he's got to go over. And then everybody will be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Donald Trump is somebody who senses destiny. He doesn't hate America. He likes prosperity. He isn't a globalist. He's so arrogant and on such a power trip, which is good at a certain level as a confident person, as an alpha male. They call that narcissism. It's not. It's called confidence. He believes these globalists are a bunch of crooks that have stolen control, and he's bare minimum shoving them out of the way to run the show, and I think he doesn't want to run the ship on the rocks. I think he likes America. I don't completely trust him. I think he can be manipulated. We're going to keep him on a very short leash. He hadn't won the election yet, but this is only a sign of victories to come. And you keep your friends close and people you're not sure about even closer. And so, bottom line, we're making history together. I'm very excited. And this is a victory for the people. Donald Trump is only a symbol. Rob Dew, Donald Trump, you can comment as well, sir.
I've never voted Republican in an election. I voted in the primaries for Ron Paul. But this is probably the first election that I will vote Republican. Usually I vote Libertarian. And, Donald Trump has come to chew bubblegum and make America great again, and he's all out of bubblegum. That's all I got to say.
I think he's great. I think, you know, a lot of the stuff he's saying is, you know, no other candidates are saying it. And if he lets people down, they're going to hold him to it.
I agree. We got to hold him. We have to hold him accountable if he doesn't do what he says he's going to do.
Exactly. It is time, you know, once he's going to be, if he's the president, he becomes president, we got to hold his feet to the fire. That's our job, and that's what we got to do.
They're all bought and paid for before. The fact is, who wouldn't want to make the country great and be the superstar?
Yeah.
I mean, because we got traitors fighting us. They're building a global government. They're going to go run that. They hate us.
And tax us for the air we breathe, essentially.
Yeah, well, screw them.
And he is really an anti-establishment candidate. That's why the entire establishment can't stand the guy, and that, of course, includes the mainstream media.
And there are a bunch of arrogant people like George Will that gets in the Washington Post and says, we are sovereigns, you don't get to vote. I mean, he said, we are royalty. I mean, what an arrogant fruit bag.
He's a man's man. He pisses off a lot of people. That's what I like to do. I like the fact that he makes these social justice warriors cry and cringe and go to their safe places and hide in their mommy's basement and shove their faces in Cheetos like Glenn Beck did. Who else has ever done that to Glenn Beck? Donald Trump did. He's got my vote. That's awesome. All these people are weak. He's what we need to be strong again. Make America great again. Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I used to. I would notice that I'd get as enthusiastic about Donald Trump and his speeches like I did about Ron Paul a couple years ago. And I would wonder why, because he's not quite a libertarian like Ron Paul, obviously. You know, there's some things I disagree with him about. But it's kind of like restoring America is like restoring a hot rod, that you're not going to have a show car like immediately after 1 weekend worth of work. You've got to do it in phases. You maybe put the car in primer and then show
it. You got to decide you don't want to jump the car.
Exactly. Yeah. And when people that are skeptical about a world government, all they got to do is look at the Holy Roman Empire. Like, it was hundreds of principalities that over several centuries they gave up their sovereignty and became a unified state. And that's what they're trying to do with this right now. So Donald Trump, he's not perfect, but he's at least a nationalist. And that's what we need not only in America, but across the world.
Well said, Kit Daniels.
I don't like Donald Trump, but I can say that for the majority of the people in this race. At the end of the day, I am glad to see somebody beat the establishment with all that they threw at him, which is to say I'm not going for Bernie, Hillary, anybody else. But at the end of the day, he did what he went out there to do, and it was just to bring attention to some issues that really needed to be out there, regardless of whatever you believe with him. I'm not a fan of the wall, some of the other things that he says, but he did get down some base issues, especially when it concerns foreign policy that need to be addressed. McAfee 2016.
All right, you'll get McAfee back on. Hey, real quick, run over here, Jennings. And Marley, start talking about Jennings. Last seconds, come on.
Well, what everyone else says, I'm just excited to see what he does, excited to see if he makes any changes.
It's exciting, that's why he's not a puppet.
And words are easy to say, words are powerful, but actions are going to speak a lot louder.
Well said, Marley. All right, here you go, brother.
Well, I'm just here to participate, that's it.
You come in here, shoot bubble gum.
I'm just participating in America.
All right.
We'll make America great again.
All right, folks. David Knight, what's coming up? You got 10 seconds.
We're going to talk about a lot of different issues, Alex. We're going to look at Hillary taking the jobs of the people in the coal areas, and the GOP elitists saying that these people are losing their jobs are nothing but cannon fodder. We're also going to
take a look.
I know,
these elites are showing who they are. It's like, we are royalty, you filth.
That's right.
Top radio's a disease.
We're going to take ours, too.
Wars.com/show.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last half hour of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, we're going to continue with our callers. So hang on there, Mike, Ned, Dustin, Dave. People have been hanging on there the longest. We're going to go Dave first in just a moment. So get ready. Before we do, remember, we were just celebrating a big victory, the first step in taking back our national sovereignty. You know, when people talk about this, I would say that Trump has the opportunity to be the tip of the spear in reviving a new national sovereignty, because that's what's being destroyed here. He also has the capability to crush the tyranny of political correctness that has been attacking our free speech. Those are key issues. Those are reasons to vote for him. And as I pointed out before, you know, we're never going to agree with anybody on every issue. And it's going to be a continual thing. But we can work with somebody, if he wants to be a president of the people and go over the heads of the Congress, we can get this done. And he can be remembered in a couple of decades as one of the great presidents. People will be saying, well, you know, I stood, like they say now, Ronald Reagan, and all the different things will be saying Donald Trump if he does this right, if he takes back our country from the grasp of the globalists. And I'm going to go to our callers here in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you that as we celebrate, you still want to keep your powder dry. You want to keep your food stored. You want to prepare for the worst possible contingencies to help you do that. We've extended our mega food sale. This is 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 30 to 40% off these select foods that have a shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find, and the best sale price, 30 to 40% off. That's InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, check out all the different products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off all preparedness products and off of Survival Shield X2. So take a look at the sales that we have on our preparedness products at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a 10% sale off on those as well at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you waited for quite a while. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My concern about Trump is that he's done a lot of things in the past and said a lot of things that are concerning. For example, he supported an assault weapon ban before. Now, recently he said he's pro-Second Amendment, but he did support an assault weapon ban. He's also supported, more recently, allowing men who identify as women to use a ladies' room. He's supported in the past allowing thousands of Syrian refugees to come into the country, saying it's the right thing to do. But then he changed.
Well, I would agree with those other two characterizations, but I don't think that when he was talking about it's the right thing to do. I think that's a mischaracterization of where he is on the immigration issue and on the refugee issue. But yeah, go ahead.
Now
yeah.
It is, but it wasn't at the time he said that. But you know, he's flip flopped on a lot of important issues, and things like allowing transgender men in the ladies' room. You know, if I asked you about that, what would your answer be? Yes or no? Should that be okay?
Well, I've already done a report on that, and I think that that is a wrong issue. But there are the right places to attack this, and there's the wrong places to attack it. I think what North Carolina has done is the right way to do it. I think that they need to respect private property. I think the answer from any presidential candidate ought to be, why are you asking me? I'm just running for president. I'm not here to micromanage every aspect of your life. We have a 10th Amendment. We need to respect that. If people want to boycott North Carolina, that's fine. If people want to boycott Target, that's fine. We can work out these things. We don't need to have these top-down solutions. You need to understand, as I said before, we've got another tranny problem. We got the transatlantic and the trans-Pacific problems. These are cross-dressing treaties that are going to destroy our country, that are going to manage our economy abroad. They're going to set up a globalist, multinational, crony capitalism. So we need to oppose these types of things, and we need to understand the president cannot and should not do some things. The president cannot and should not be involved in some aspects. And so I don't look to a president to solve every problem. And when you talk about things like his past support for the assault weapon ban, we had people saying the same things about Ronald Reagan. Remember when he ran? Remember, everybody said, hey, this is a guy who's a Democrat. He was the president of a union. He's not authentic on conservative issues. Now Ronald Reagan is the template for conservatism. And everybody said, he used to be a Democrat. He used to be a union president. He was against firearms. He was pro-choice. Okay? He was all of those things. Ronald Reagan changed on all of those things. So people can grow. They can change. And we also heard that Ronald Reagan could never beat the incumbent president. He was 15 points behind. And now we've got Donald Trump, who is doing the same sort of things. He's pulling in blue-collar workers, just like Ronald Reagan did. So I think there's an opportunity here. I think we need to give him a chance. You know what? You don't have another choice here in this fight, quite frankly. And Donald Trump has been authentic on the issues of trade and borders. He's been talking about that for 30, 35 years. He's going back. So when I realized he was authentic, when I saw that he's being advised by Pete Sessions, and if you're concerned about the weapons stuff, think about the fact that our old friend, Piers Morgan, has been pretty friendly to Donald Trump, but he says, I wouldn't vote for him because of his position on guns. Okay? He likes him because he knew him personally, because he was on his show. He won The Apprentice when he was in that contest with him. So he's written some good things about Donald Trump, but he still says, I wouldn't vote for him because we have a fundamental disagreement on guns. So I don't think, I'm not concerned about the gun issue. I'm not concerned about the Supreme Court issue. And look, there are things that we can and should and will do at the state level. I've got a stack of articles here about what one state, Tennessee, has done on a number of issues. They're going to nullify executive orders and Supreme Court decisions. There's legislation to do that that hasn't been passed, but they have passed legislation to block the enforcement of the UN Arms Trade Treaty. They did that in Tennessee using the 10th Amendment and saying, we have sovereignty here, we have a 10th Amendment, and there are certain things that you're not going to take that are hands-off. And they've also sued the federal government over refugee resettlement. They said, you don't have the right to do that, and they did that under the 10th Amendment. We need to start nullifying things at the state level. We need to start nullifying things at the individual jury level. And we can't get everything done as at the presidency. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, first of all, Dave, I think you have the right idea that we need to think about nullifying things at the state level. That's a good idea. But my point is that I'm pretty concerned that he could go off the rails when he gets in office. And if he supports an assault weapon ban, what are you going to do about that? Or if he supports legislation, which is currently in the House of Representatives, to allow transgenders to use whatever restrooms they identify with or locker rooms. He could do all of that. And even though you and I both agree it's not right, he could do it. And we should have plans to rein him in.
There are other things that he could do as well. And I think one of the reasons why liberals are so freaked out about a President Trump is because they have advocated for the idea that the president should be an executive tyrant, that he should be able to issue these edicts. And whether or not the Congress is involved, whether or not the states are on board, that he's going to issue these edicts, and he's going to get it done with his bureaucracy. And I got to say that if Donald Trump starts to do this stuff, I think we all need to, left and right, it's going to be a lesson for everybody to say, look, we have a process here, and you're going to have to get this through with the permission of the people, the states, and our elected representatives. We're not going to allow you to operate as a tyrant. There are checks and balances. And if he goes off the rails, it's going to be a good opportunity for us, because we can then go back to these people who were advocating for Obama to go off the rails, as he has, and we can say, let's join together. And there's going to be some honest people on both the left and right saying, you know what, we don't want to just have a dictator elected once every 4 years. We want to go back to a divided government. We want to go back to representative government, and we don't want to have dictators. I think that would be a very healthy thing. Your thoughts? Okay, let's go on to Dustin in Florida. Dustin, go ahead. Thanks, Dave.
Yes, David. Well, let's talk about wrong issues like the last caller. We're focused on something in a president. He's not even a president. He's not even in the general election yet. Yet President Barack Obama, if you listen to his commencement speech, it sounds like this twisted comedian that is, you know, gladly bowing down and getting out. But more importantly, I'd like to get your take on geoengineering and CERN and the magnetic shield collapse and the radiation, the chemtrails that we're experiencing right now that are creating this mass super hot summer and agitation with the American people, and the diversion tactics that Donald Trump is conspiring with right now. Because let's remember, he's a reality TV actor, you know.
Well, how is he conspiring to cover up the ideas of chemtrails? I don't understand.
I don't mean it that way per se. I mean that he's not conspiring, but he's like the knight that showed up to slay the dragon, and the dragon wasn't home. You know, like this is a media frenzy. Meanwhile, Barack Hussein Obama has sent 250 more troops to the Middle East, which is over 4,000 or 5,000. We have Navy SEALs, which I was communications and intelligence in Iraq. for the U.S. Army, for infantry, and I've been there, done that, and we have people dying over there for these things that are happening right now. Meanwhile, Trump is never going to make it into the presidency. If he is, he's going to be assassinated, just like JFK and just like Abraham Lincoln. They were populists. They wanted to do the right things, and JFK was a real patriot, okay? He wasn't this talk show reality person. JFK was a real patriot, and that's what happens to real patriots. And as far as you know, if Trump was to make it, just to be light here, it would be Chuck Norris for his vice president.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that he can't win. I'm not going to say they're going to kill him. We don't know what's going to happen. They're going to oppose him in a number of ways. They're going to try to co-op him. I think he's his own man. I think he has been very frank and candid about different issues. He's spoken out on vaccines. I mean, you had Ben Carson coming out and saying that he thought that everybody ought to get vaccines. And he said, hey, I know employees who have had children who have gotten autism from vaccines. And Donald Trump has spoken out very frankly about what he believes, the same thing that we do, that there is a connection between autism and vaccines. He's spoken out frankly on the 28 pages, and he was ridiculed as being an Alex Jones caller. And that was a National Review about a month before it came out and was legitimized by 60 Minutes. He's going to be frank about the things that he believes in. He isn't going to believe everything that I believe. He's not going to believe everything that you believe. But I think that he is a more honest person, and I think he is approachable. I think you can reason with him, and I think that he is going to be open to ideas that the establishment is not going to be open to, the establishment politicians. And we're going to play a clip here in a moment from a guy who worked for McCain just to show you the contempt that the establishment has for us. Look, we're looking at chemtrails. You brought that up. We had the story that came out yesterday about the judge ordering a mother's child to be snatched because she believes in chemtrails, and just how outrageous that was. Regardless of what you think about that issue, that is absolutely outrageous. Now, today we've got a story that's up on the Drudge Report that's out of the Mirror in UK, and it's a mystery aircraft, they say. A mystery aircraft stuns onlookers after bizarre vapor trail leaves people stumped over what it was. And I read this article, and it's like, oh, what kind of a plane was this? And there's nothing at all about the plane, quite frankly. What they're concerned about is the fact that it's going overhead and leaving these persistent vapor trails and just going back and forth and back and forth and circling the area. And as they go through this, they say bizarre streams of vapor trails are pictured scattered across the skies as baffled motorists drove along the A-55. They say some suggest the aircraft could be a commercial flight circling the sky. They say, but a search of two real-time flight information websites found no sign of any aircraft flying over North Wales. And then they go on to say, well, maybe it's military. And they say, well, there were three Hawk aircraft airborne from RAF Valley this morning, but their flight paths were further south, mostly overland. No one was seen flying north toward the Isle of Man. So when you look at this, you're looking at this and saying, you know, why is this? Why is this? This is kind of interesting. It's an interesting question. And we've had the app that I talked about last night. We talked about this case, this lady with the chemtrails. People looking and crowdsourcing research about chemtrails, and when they see persistent contrails up there, they're not going away, done in a cross, heavy cross-hatching pattern that gradually spreads out into a vast haze, they take pictures of it as they're laying down that pattern. And they send that in, and they started looking at all the people that were reporting these areas, and they could correlate that with an increase in surface temperature. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that they're doing. They say that they're going to increase the Albion, the reflectance of the Earth, by putting these chemicals up there. But we can also measure the fact that we've got precipitation of aluminum, barium, other elements that are coming out of these clouds that are there. So people are beginning to wake up to what's going on. And Donald Trump will come out and talk about that. There's no other politician we've had in our lifetime that even venture to go there, because they would be afraid that they would be ridiculed, that they would be called a conspiracy theorist. Donald Trump is going to come out with whatever he thinks is true. If he thinks that Hillary Clinton is a criminal, and she is, he will say so. He will expose the frauds and the crimes of Hillary Clinton. He's not afraid to say that. And he's not afraid to say a lot of these things. That's one of the key things. Opposing this self-censorship that these politicians who so desperately want to be approved of impose upon themselves. He rejects that. And so it's that candor, that opposition of the accepted political correctness that he will stand against that I think is so important. I need to move on to these other callers. Thank you, Dustin, for your call. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike.
Yes, David, thank you so much for taking my call. A couple quick things that I wanted to mention. Number one, with your food special, I think it's ridiculous to miss out on it. I did the math, and it's like $4 per meal.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's, 30-40% off. I mean, that's almost that's almost as much as Carly took off of the Hewlett-Packard stock prices. So it's an amazing discount. It's an amazing discount, and you really should stock up on it. This is something that lasts forever. So, yeah, I agree. I'm stocking up on it myself.
Right. I mean, and the it's something that the wives can get into because you can rotate it. You can use it for camping. It's not, you're not losing, and it's not like something that's going to sit there for a while and just get it. It's something that can be actually used right now.
That's right. But that's great stuff.
I think that's important to do that. And The interviews with Matt Bracken recently that Alex has had has been earth shaking, and my gut is actually telling me with Donald Trump, the reason why maybe Cruz has gotten out there, and it looks like he threw it at the end. Cruz is actually a pretty good operator, but it almost looks like he threw the Indian election out there with the plants that went over there. He went to talk with the Trump supporters, but either way, it just seems like they maybe have something in mind for Trump. But on that lines, what I'm thinking with Trump, if he really wants to, to make America great again, protect himself and protect communities, he has to also talk locally. He doesn't have to, concentrate on it, 24/7. But he should mention things about, hey, we need to get back to our roots the way we are. I mean, I live in an area where, I've been in the same house now for about 3.5 years. I got out of the military, so I don't have, a lot of people around me. That I know is, people, move, they PCS, they go to other stations or whatever. So I don't know that many people around me. I know a couple of my neighbors, but.
Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah,
got less than 30 seconds.
He needs to be mentioning, look, you got to get together with your neighbors. You got to, it shouldn't be a government program, but he says he should encourage people to intermingle amongst themselves and develop plans to help protect himself.
Thank you, Mike. And he's going to need to get allies at every level if he's going to get anything done. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drilled down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nathan Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to our last segment of the Alex Jones Show on this May 4th, 2016. Just want to remind you all that we have 10% off all preparedness products, all InfoWars Live formulas, things like Survival Shield X2, our Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our B12 formulation, Deep Cleanse, Knockout, Silver Bullet, and others, 10% off. Also, 10% off all things like shortwave radios, heirloom seeds, water filters, security products, survival accessories. Check out InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for those amazing sales. And, of course, we still have the sale, 30 to 40% off all select storable foods. Now, I'm looking at these headlines here. Oh, here's one. Cruz denies an Indiana loss would end his campaign. Oh, I'm sorry. That's old news. That's 2 days ago. We've got another one here. I hope this one comes true, though. Breaking, Kasich says he's going to exit the race. You know, he's in danger of becoming a verb. You know, like Captain Boycott, who became a verb. It could be, I guess, somebody who sits on your couch and eats food and refuses to leave. We hear that he's going to leave today. And as people are saying, who's going to be the VP? I hear that Carly Fiorina is available for Trump, but I don't think you'd be wise to take her. Let's look at what happened on the Democrat side here. We've got Bernie Sanders winning Indiana, or did he? Okay. He beat Hillary Clinton in the vote 53% to 47, but right now they still got three delegates to allocate. He's only six delegates ahead of her. There are nine superdelegates. They reserved 10% of the delegates coming out of Indiana. The Democrat Party did. They reserved 10% of the delegates as superdelegates. And guess what? He didn't beat her by more than 10%. And these superdelegates, when they started talking to them back in November, back in February, the Bernie Sanders people were very upset. They said, look, you know, we've got nine delegates. We contacted all of them. AP did. They said, well, five of them got back to us. Four said they're definitely for, I'm sorry, six got back to us. Five were definitely for Hillary Clinton. One said sitting on the fence, and the other three wouldn't even talk to us about it. So, look, folks, this is the way they've set it up. They've got a proportional election on all of these Democrat races from the top to the bottom. There's no winner-take-all, pretty much, on the Democrat side. I think they're almost all of them are proportional. That means that in all these cases, he's going to have to beat her by more than 10% or the establishment wins. You see how clever that is? That's how they rig these elections. And the people on the Democrat side need to understand what's going on with this. Now, on the Republican side, they're screaming bloody murder. They didn't do their math right or something went wrong. What happened? What happened? Well, we've got a guy who's a former McCain aide, Steve Schmidt, and he said this.
Commentators say they scratch their chins and say, my God, the tone of this election. Have they not listened to talk radio for 5 minutes in this country that reaches 50 million people a day for a moment in the last 10 years? The tone is disgusting around our political discourse. And Trump has been a reflection of that tone in the steel cage match Republican primary. You look at the intellectual collapse of the conservative movement, the fading of giants like William F. Buckley.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Okay, we've got a couple of things there. This steel cage match, and Trump has been a part of it. You know what they can't stand, the Republicans can't stand? It's the bare-knuckled truth. And he wants to talk about giants like William F. Buckley. No, you know, William F. Buckley pushed the idea of globalism, of these neocon wars, and it was National Review that went all out to stop Trump. Nobody did it more than National Review. They have lost all of their credibility, folks. They've lost all of their influence. And they're not free traders. They're free traders with a T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. They betrayed this country with their open borders, with their globalist trade treaties, and they are unrepentant. They have absolutely nothing but contempt for the working man. They talk about how we are nothing but cannon fodder for their wars. I've got a clip. I didn't even get to that. This guy, Robert Cohen, we talked about it last night on the Nightly News. These people are cannon fodder, they say. Well, we'll find out who's the cannon fodder. Join us tonight for the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.